Today we begin our 26th week of our 4.5-year journey through God's inspired word, verse by verse, and I'm glad you're here with me. We're going to open to Exodus chapter 26, where we've already done the first few verses of this chapter, but I'd like to go back to that and use it to set the context for the description that follows it. So what's happening is Moses is up on Mount Sinai in the glory cloud with God. He is going to spend a total of 40 days with him. And a lot of the information that Moses is getting is regarding the design of the tabernacle and the worship that is going to take place inside of it. And this is very important information. He is told to make sure he follows the exact pattern that he's being shown, since it will not just simply be a pragmatic thing that should be carried out, but that it sets a symbolic framework for us to understand the new covenant that we are to have with God in Jesus Christ. And the reason I point that out is because the book of Hebrews talks a lot about these sorts of things and points to the new covenant being the real reason these things were done. All right, so Moses is probably walking through a 3D representation of this tabernacle that he is supposed to direct people to build. That'll give him the chance to evaluate whether or not the procedures are being followed appropriately. But as he writes it down for our benefit, we have to think in 3D. And that does kind of make it tough since we're doing this all by audio. I put in an appeal last week that if there's anyone out there that is gifted or skilled in 3D representation, I would love to hear from you if you'd like to take on the project of trying to get these things properly represented in a much more modern application, because I would expect a computer-generated 3D would be the best way to do this. So contact me, let me know if you're interested. So Exodus 26, we're talking about the fabric that is going to be draped over the framework that is yet to be described for the shrine building itself, the place where God's throne is going to be located and where the priests are going to interact with God on a day-by-day basis. So chapter 26, verse 1, told us already, "Moreover, you shall make the tabernacle with 10 curtains of fine twined linen and blue and purple and scarlet yarns. You shall make them with cherubim skillfully worked into them." So this first layer that is going to be right over the framework itself is going to be embroidered with representations of the four-faced, four-winged creatures known as cherubim. We see them in the book of Ezekiel at the base of God's tower. And so we know that they are real creatures. They are not just simply symbolic. And so this tapestry work is going to be broken into units that will then be joined together. So we're talking about 10 curtains, which are then going to be joined to one another, probably with some sort of fancy embroidery work. Verse 2, "The length of each curtain will be 28 cubits. 28 cubits, and I'm using the long Egyptian cubit because I think that's the one that Moses would have used. That's effectively 48 feet, 3.6 inches. And that's going to be the draping part of this, where it goes over the top and on each side. The breadth of each curtain, 4 cubits. And 4 cubits is 6 feet, 10.8 inches. All the curtains will be the same size. And five curtains will be coupled to one another. And then the other five curtains will be coupled to one another. So we end up with two big curtains because you've already joined together five of each set. And so 5 times 4 would be 20, which means that we're talking about 34 feet and 6 inches being the other dimension of these big sets of curtains. Then he is told, verse 4, you shall make loops of blue on the edge of the outermost curtain in the first set. Likewise, you shall make loops on the edge of the outermost curtain of the second set. Because now we're going to join the two sets together. They've already probably been embroidered together. And now we're going to have a mechanism by which they can be clipped together as two sets. And this is probably related to transport. You don't want to make the curtain set so ungainly that it can't be folded and transported from place to place, because the tabernacle is a portable throne room for God. So 50 loops on each of these sets are going to then be, verse 6, joined by 50 clasps of gold, and then couple the curtains one to the other with the clasps so that the tabernacle may be a single whole. Now, I told you that the way this all works out is that the golden clasps, the golden clips that are going to join these two sets together is going to be exactly along the line of division between the most holy place in the back where God's throne room is going to be, where God's Ark of the Covenant throne is going to be placed, and then the front half of the tabernacle building where the priests are going to meet with God on a day-by-day basis. So this golden chain of connection is going to be along that dividing line. Then he goes to another layer that's going to go on top of that. Because, maybe I should describe this before I move forward. The framework that these things are going to be laid over is apparently not a bunch of solid boards, but rather actually frames, open work. So that what we've just seen described is going to be like a tapestry curtain that will be draped over the top of this open framework so that you can see the tapestry work from the inside of the tabernacle. Not just simply on the roof, because that's actually how I was taught when I was going through undergraduate school. The materials that were being used in my courses presented that the boards that form the walls of the tabernacle were actually solid. But I have come to the conclusion in my studies since, and have seen it in some presentations, that it's actually an open framework that allows you to see, even on the walls, the artwork of these cherubim, these four-faced, four-winged, angelic guardians all along the walls of the tabernacle, and not just simply on the ceiling. And this matches what we know about the temple later. All along the walls of the temples, first Solomon's, and then later the one that's described in Ezekiel's book, have the artwork of cherubim all along the walls. So, just food for thought. All right, so we've got the pretty part. We've got the pretty curtain that's been described. Now we need to have the protective covering that's going to go over the top of that. Verse 7 starts describing it. You shall also make curtains of goat's hair for a tent over the tabernacle. 11 curtains shall you make. And the reason for an additional curtain will be described later. The length of each curtain will be 30 cubits. Now you remember the last one was actually 28 cubits. And that would be the part that drapes over the top and hangs down on the sides. And when you match the 28 cubits to the actual dimensions for the framework, you discover that there's a cubit on the bottom of each side of the tabernacle that the tapestry curtain does not hang down to the bottom. This curtain, which is an over curtain, does hang down all the way to the bottom. And so it's 30 cubits, so that would be a total of 51 feet and 9 inches side to side and over the top. Now, why the difference? It's not made clear in the scripture, but I would suggest this. The over curtain may not, in fact, drape completely over the sides. It might be staked slightly away from the sides, nice and tight over the top, but it might be staked a little bit away from the sides to allow for some airflow underneath the tapestry curtain. And that would be a good explanation for the 1 cubit or 20.7 inches on each side near the floor. All right, then for the next part, it says the breadth of each curtain will be 4 cubits. That's exactly as the last one. The 11 curtains will be the same size. Then verse 9, you shall couple 5 curtains by themselves and 6 curtains by themselves, and the 6th curtain you shall double over at the front of the tent. So they're going to be putting these things together in much the same way that the last two sets were done, in groups of 5 and 6. Now, the reason for the 6th is that it's going to be used as a double over on the front of the tabernacle, perhaps a protective mechanism to keep the embroidery curtain from being damaged, perhaps by wind or anything of that nature. All right, so verse 10, same thing happens with these two sets of over curtains. You shall make 50 loops on the edge of the curtain that is outermost in one set, 50 loops on the edge of the curtain that is outermost on the second set. You shall make 50 clasps of bronze and put the clasps into the loops and couple the tent together that it may be a single whole. Now, the same mindset is being followed through here. You've got 2 big units of curtain material that need to actually be formed into a whole drape. So these clips, these loops, these clasps will allow the two to be connected. The clasp line will follow again the exact same separation between the Holy of Holy Place in the back, where the Ark of the Covenant will be, and the Most Holy Place in the front, where the priests will do their daily duty. The big difference is that this time, the clasps are made of bronze, which is a more durable and less valuable material. So when you're inside the tabernacle and you're going through or up near this dividing line, you will see the golden clasps on the inside of the tabernacle. And that's the more important thing because it's more precious and it's more decorative. The more utilitarian bronze clasps will be used elsewhere. Okay, verse 12. The part that remains of the curtains of the tent, the half curtain that remains, shall hang over the back of the tabernacle. Now, that can be a little bit confusing because that's actually talking about the larger unit curtain. It's not talking about the smaller panels. So when you do the measurements, you know that the Holy of Holies is going to be 10 cubits cubed. So that means from front to back over the top of it is 10 cubits. And then down the back is 10 cubits. And it just so happens that half of 20, which is the full measure of one of these larger units of curtains, is 10 cubits. So you've got 10 cubits hanging over the back. All right, again, I apologize because we're having to do all this visual material in an audible form. And so I hope you've got a good imagination. Verse number 13. The extra that remains in the length of the curtains, the cubit on one side and the cubit on the other side, shall hang over the sides of the tabernacle on this side and that side to cover it. So it's covering the open area left below the other decorative internal tapestry curtain. And as I suggested, I think it's intended to be a proponent of airflow, a mechanism to allow airflow through the bottom of this tabernacle. Then, now that we've got that over curtain in place, verse 14, you shall make for the tent a covering of tanned ram's skins. And the tanning here is a little bit more specific in that it is red tanned. They are red in color. And then a covering of goat skins on top. And some of your translations, some of your versions in English will have something here about porpoise skins. The Greek translators of the Hebrew Old Testament during the 3rd century BC, they saw this as a word for purple. Hyacinth is what they used. And so, in effect, verse 14, which I think is probably the correct way of understanding this, by the way, the Septuagint translation, is that there's this stretched out canopy over the top of the tabernacle, which allows for like a shading effect on all sides. Because you'll notice this is not described in any type of dimensions. So it's not a drape like what the two drapes we've already seen, one for beauty on the inside and the other for protection on the others on the outside. This seems to be more of the outer canopy to provide good shade and weather protection for the tabernacle. So the top layer of this canopy is going to be red, very symbolic of blood being covered by the blood. And then the under layer is going to be blue, hyacinthine blue, and very sky-like. And so it'll be what you would see when you're standing as a priest underneath this canopy, maybe preparing things for what's going to happen next inside the tabernacle. And so it would be very pretty to have like a blue ceiling over the top of you. Now, verse number 15. Let's talk about the actual framework of the tabernacle. Verse 15, you shall make upright frames for the tabernacle of acacia wood. In the New American Standard and in other English Bibles, they translate this word out as board or boards. And that was the way I was taught, as I said earlier, when I was going through my training in undergraduate school. It's what I saw in most of the materials that tried to depict these things. But it is interesting that the English Standard Version, which is one of our more modern and yet very precise translations, has picked up on the idea that this Hebrew word also has the sense of an open framework. Think of the building process that we see all around us as we go through our day. We see the stud work that's put up where there is gaps in between them. I think it's 16 inch on center for most of them. Or you might be seeing a metal framework for a building that's going on. And there's a gap between each of the uprights. That is what I think is being communicated here, is that Moses is supposed to build these little frames. The base part is made of acacia wood, but they will then be covered in gold. So they will be golden frames. Now, what's the dimensions on them? Verse 16. 10 cubits shall be the length of a frame. Now, that's actually how tall it will be when it's standing up. So 10 cubits, that's 17 feet, 3 inches when you use the long cubit. So that's pretty tall. And a cubit and a half, the breadth of each frame. And that dimension is 2 feet, 7.05 inches. Or if we just throw it in inches, it's a little over 31 inches. So using the terminology I was using a while ago, we're talking about a framework that has 31 inches on center between the actual solid parts of the frame. And the open area in between is going to let the tapestry work of the cherubim curtain to be seen. And I would suspect that the artistry of Bezalel, whom we've not met yet, and the cadre of artisans that he'll have working with him will take this open area in mind as they're designing the tapestry work, so that the cherubim will be right smack in the middle of the frames as they are presented in what we're describing here. All right. It doesn't tell us how thick, how wide the framework is. We've got the height, we've got the width, but we don't have the depth described here. It's possible that we're talking about at least a span, which is the distance across your hand, which in this longer cubit system was somewhere around 4.5 inches, I think, maybe 4 inches. So that's a fairly decent width of a board. So think of the board before it's gilted as being 17 feet, 3 inches long, and maybe about 4 inches wide, and maybe half of that deep. And then those are put into a frame that's going to be a little over 31 inches wide with a gap in. Okay, so again, I hope that that is well understood by you. If not, I apologize. I'm trying to do my best since we're limited by verbal communication. Verse 17, there shall be 2 tenons in each frame for fitting together. The word tenon here is literally the word for hand. And so I think it's the gripping thing up at the top that's going to help hold the frames to each other, because you're going to put them up in a series. So you shall do it for all the frames of the tabernacle. You shall make the frames for the tabernacle, 20 frames for the south side, and 40 bases of silver you shall make under the 20 frames, 2 bases under one frame for its 2 tenons, and 2 bases under the next frame for its 2 tenons. And so you've got some mechanism where you can have a base that you can seat these frames in securely at the base, and I think also a way to attach them together at the top where each of these frames come next to each other. And the idea is that you're going to end up with a rigid wall that is open framework. That's the goal here. Verse 20, for the second side of the tabernacle on the north side, 20 frames. And they're 40 bases of silver, two bases under one frame, two bases under the next frame. And then at the rear of the tabernacle, westward, you shall make six frames. And you shall make two frames for corners of the tabernacle in the rear. They shall be separate beneath, but joined at the top at the first ring. And thus shall it be with both of them. They shall form the two corners. And what seems to be described here is that we've got a three-sided framework. Two of the sides are very long. They're actually 30 cubits each in length when we get the numbers out. And then you've got a 10-cubit shorter backside. And there is a reinforcement mechanism that ties those back corners together to make sure that the entire framework is rigid enough to handle taking the overdrapes that are going to be put on it. Verse 25, there shall be eight frames in this back wall with their two bases of silver, 16 bases, two bases under one frame, two bases under another frame. You shall make bars of acacia wood, five for the frames on the one side of the tabernacle, five bars for the frames of the other side of the tabernacle, and five bars for the frames on the side of the tabernacle at the rear westward. The middle bar, halfway up the frames, you shall run from end to end. You shall overlay the frames with gold and make their rings of gold for holders for the bars, and you shall overlay the bars with gold. And this is the locking mechanism, the final part of the locking mechanism that runs along all three sides and holds these frameworks in a rigid construction. And this will again allow the draping of the heavy cloths over the top of it as the tabernacle is erected. Well, we've run out of time for the day. Let's go ahead and mark our place right here. And Lord willing, we'll get back into the Word tomorrow.